So Australia is facing quite stiff criticism that it's taking too long to get endangered Afghans who worked with Australia during the war and reconstruction out of the country, as assessments of the situation there grow more dire by the day. The commander of US troops in Afghanistan is warning the fragile nation could be headed for a chaotic civil war, with reports the full withdrawal of international forces could be just days away. Already the Taliban is sweeping across rural provinces, seizing dozens of districts and encircling provincial capitals, often without resistance. But when it comes to the urban centres in Afghanistan, they won't fall so easily, which is prompting fears of a bloody and protracted conflict. In a moment, we'll hear from someone who has just escaped the deepening crisis, a translator who was granted a visa to Australia and arrived last weekend. But first, David Lipson looks at the situation on the ground.
Starkly illustrated by a stream of triumphant propaganda videos exposing the often willing surrender of Afghan National Army troops. The Taliban is on the march.
Now we are holding about 163 districts.
Speaking to ABC this week, Taliban spokesman Suhail Shaheen claimed their soldiers have encircled provincial capitals across the nation.
There are districts, only the centre is held by the Kabul administration, but the surrounding areas are in our control. Calculating all of them, overall, it is more than 80% of the territory being held by our forces now.
And in an unusually frank public briefing, the United Nations Special Representative for Afghanistan, Deborah Lyons, laid bare what could come next.
The Taliban are positioning themselves to try and take these capitals once foreign forces are fully withdrawn.
The full withdrawal of US troops appears to be imminent, well short of President Joe Biden's September 11 deadline to end America's longest war.
The situation is fraught.
Andrew Watkins is a senior analyst for Afghanistan at the International Crisis Group based in New York.
The government was barely holding on to all of these districts and all of this territory, and it didn't take much to nudge many of them over.
The former UN advisor doesn't expect a rapid nationwide takeover by the Taliban, but
over time, the Afghan government and whatever military or technological advantages it has, those will start to slip. And I'm afraid that longer-term momentum will lie with the Taliban.
Will that lead to civil war?
It's entirely possible. It doesn't look good.
41 Australian soldiers were killed during what became this nation's longest ever deployment. David French, who served as a combat team commander in 2010 and 2011 with 180 people under his command, believes whatever happens now, the mission was worth it.
Probably in January 2011, in a village called Kakrak, we came across this young man who was playing music on a little transistor radio, and he came up and he was really happy and with my interpreter, and we had a chat, and he said this is the first time he'd played music in 10 years. You know, the first time he'd been able to do that and not be afraid because the Taliban used to be in control. Those type of things, and when you see kids who can go to school, you know, they were great achievements. That was something that, you know, we freed thousands of the people from the oppressive regime in that valley. You can't stay there forever. Whether the time was to go was now or 5 years ago or 5 years from now, I'm not really sure. But I'm just sad that it's occurring the way it is and that the it looks like the Taliban will rule again.
We are on a fully-fledged war right now.
Fahunda Akbari is a PhD candidate at the Australian National University.
Myself as an Afghan, as a young person and as a woman, we are grateful for this last 20 years of international involvement and support. Today we have a democratic constitution, and that 20 years was also a space for the young generation of Afghanistan to be exposed to the world, to be educated.
And that's why, she says, this younger and better educated Afghanistan won't cave so easily to the Taliban.
It is going to be very brutal. It's going to be very, very disheartening from time to time. But I think women are going to stand up for themselves. And for this, that's what the plight of Afghan women have been, that we need support from our international friends. Don't leave us. You're leaving, but don't leave the cause that we are standing for. At least support us in any way you can.
Fakhunda Akbari from the Australian National University speaking with David Lipson there.